The two measures passed in the House will work jointly to support families in need of childcare and childcare workers who face unemployment during the COVID-19 pandemic. The first measure would create a $50 billion fund to issue grants to childcare providers to help them with the additional costs they face to operate safely in the pandemic. The second is aimed at making childcare more affordable for families and providing assistance to childcare providers who often struggle economically themselves. Rosa DeLauro, a Democratic congresswoman from Connecticut's 3rd Congressional District, explains the gendered and raced implications of lack of childcare and why a radical shift is needed in how it's funded.
One half of all essential workers in this country are women. Who are the essential workers? Grocery store workers, public transport, cleaning and sanitation, healthcare, retail workers. We need to save the childcare industry. It is a matter of values, of right and wrong.
Those in support of the measure argue that providing adequate childcare is essential in supporting the economy. A recent report from UC Berkeley warns that childcare in California is collapsing under the coronavirus pandemic. Some 34,000 licensed childcare facilities employ about 120,000 teachers and staff. Most workers employed by these facilities are women of color. The study finds that a vast majority of open home-based family childcare programs have fewer paid teachers now than before the pandemic, and 80% of them report that they're only open now because they lack financial resources to survive a closure. Critics of the measures largely argued that the applications for grant funding would put an undue burden on childcare providers and that the bill is too costly. Republican Representative Virginia Fox of North Carolina also argues that Democrats are using the crisis to push through partisan policy proposals.
Mr. Speaker, I rise in opposition to H.R. 7027. Democrats' partisan Child Care is Essential Act, which, based off its troublesome provisions, would be better titled as the No Care for Children Act. Additionally, H.R. 7027 places burdensome requirements on child care providers, which could lead to providers spending more time and money applying for and reporting on the funds rather than doing what is most important, serving children.
According to the UC Berkeley report, 77% of child care providers in California report lost income, and significant numbers of providers report that they have missed rent or mortgage payments and used personal credit cards to cover expenses. The $50 billion in grant funding offered would allow providers to afford operating costs in the face of enrollment decreases, including staff pay. Supporters say that the measure would also support tuition and co-pay relief for low-income families and ensure that childcare providers could acquire necessary protection to meet public safety requirements. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi supports the legislation.
We have to meet the needs of the children, their families, and childcare workers. Our childcare workers are the workforce behind the workforce, risking their health and safety on the front lines to ensure that parents can go to work. But they face a devastating situation. The childcare system needs at least $50 billion in the next 6 months in order to survive.
The measure also ensures that grant funding will be provided equitably across childcare settings, meaning that childcare providers in low-income communities will be prioritized. But the legislation faces an uncertain future in the Senate. I'm Emma Herdman for KPFA News.